I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Episodes? That calls for something special. Hey gang, I'm your host, Brian Rollins, and this is the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. 200 episodes? Yep, 200. So, for that milestone, we're stepping away from the States to cover the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. It's the same format as always, three rounds of 10 questions each. But you've done this a few times, so most of you know the drill. With that, let's get going. The Dorky Round. Number one, what is the address of the White House? ...1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Number two, what river forms the southwestern border of Washington, D.C.? The Potomac. Number three, what TV show, beginning in 1999 and starring Martin Sheen, was named for a part of the White House? The West Wing. Number four, what engineer, TV host, and science educator was born in D.C. in 1955. Bill Nye. Number five, born in Washington in 1948, what actor has appeared in the Star Wars, Marvel, and Jurassic Park franchises? Samuel L. Jackson. Number six, what two states border the District of Columbia? Maryland and Virginia. Number seven, what is the name of the park that runs from the Potomac River to the U.S. Capitol Building? The National Mall. Number eight, large crowds gather for each presidential inauguration. Which inauguration had the largest crowd? Barack Obama's first inauguration in 2009. The National Park Service estimates that about 1.8 million people attended. For comparison, the 2017 inauguration had less than a quarter of that. Number nine, what Tennessee senator, vice president, and 2000 presidential candidate was born in D.C. in 1948? Al Gore. Number 10. What FBI director for six presidents was born in and died in Washington, D.C.? J. Edgar Hoover. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What 2009 Dan Brown novel and sequel to The Da Vinci Code takes place in and around Washington, D.C. The Lost Symbol. Number 2, which branch of the U.S. government resides at the U.S. Capitol building? The legislative branch, the House and the Senate. Number 3, what sits at the western edge of the National Mall in Washington? The Lincoln Memorial. Number 4, the cherry trees found around Washington, D.C. were a gift from what city? Tokyo. Number 5, the British Army set fire to the White House during which war? The War of 1812. Number 6, a native of D.C., what cartoonist created Calvin and Hobbes in 1985? Bill Watterson. Number 7, though he calls North Carolina home, what late-night host and former Daily Show correspondent was born in Washington in 1964? Stephen Colbert. Number 8, born in D.C. in 1960, what presidential son died in a plane crash in 1999? John F. Kennedy, Jr. Number 9. Before she was Willow on Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Lily on How I Met Your Mother, what actress was born in Washington in 1974? Allison Hannigan. Number 10, what HBO comedy, running from 2012 to 2019, is set in D.C. and starred Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Veep. The Nerdy Round. Number 1, what sci-fi villain is sculpted into the Washington National Cathedral as a gargoyle? Darth Vader. Number 2, who was the first president to reside in the White House? John Adams, though the building wouldn't be completed until the Jefferson administration. Number 3, traditionally, the vice president resides where? The Naval Observatory. Number 4, before it was known as the White House, what was the building called? The Presidential Palace. Theodore Roosevelt officially changed the name in 1901. Number 5, what phrase is found on District of Columbia license plates? taxation without representation. Residents are rightfully salty about not having a voice in Congress. Number 6. What composer of The Stars and Stripes Forever was, fittingly, born in Washington in 1854? John Philip Sousa. Number 7. What 2006 Mike Judge movie gave us an alarming look at a future Washington, D.C.? Idiocracy. Number 8. Who was the first president to die in the White House? William Henry Harrison. He fell ill and died just 30 days after his inauguration. Number 9. A copy of what famous document is buried under the Washington Monument? The U.S. Constitution. Number 10. Which memorial would you find at the southern edge of the Tidal Basin? The Jefferson Memorial. And that wraps up the District of Columbia. Want more trivia? The city is a 10-mile square, and the site was chosen by George Washington. The Capitol's size is actually laid out in the Constitution, but doesn't specify a location. The song, The Room Where It Happened, from the musical Hamilton, is about the compromise that moved the Capitol from New York to a place further south. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and Thomas Jefferson came to the agreement in exchange for the federal government assuming the state's debts from the Revolutionary War. If D.C. became a state today, it would be larger than Vermont or Wyoming. D.C. is impressive and chock full of history. Every American should go at some point in their lives. It should surprise no one that I'm a huge museum nerd, and Washington is full of them. There's also something special about reading the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution from the original document. Thanks for joining me on 200 episodes. I couldn't do this without your support. For those of you still trying to figure out the order of these episodes, do not factor in this episode into that order. It's a special case. We'll be back to more U.S. states next week. Here's a clue. What is the only New England state we haven't covered yet? Kind of a meta trivia question, huh? You might have to do some research on it, but good luck. This has been episode 200 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music is by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This show was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. You can find me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. And for the 200th time, thanks for listening.